You're listening to the Primal Way podcast, where every week we explore what it means to live a primal life and how in today's busy world, we can get back to living the primal way. So welcome everyone to our very first episode of the Primal Way podcast. I'm super excited to start this podcast and to start sharing my experience and what I'm learning currently. This week, for our first episode ever, I'd like to walk you guys through my journey into the wellness world and what continues to drive me today. Let's go ahead and go into where I've been, you know, what health challenges I faced and what got me into health in the first place. Growing up, I was a pretty thin kid and could eat anything and everything I saw and wanted to eat. Nothing would ever affect me physically, you know, but a lot of my family, however, was battling with being overweight. And I remember when I was young thinking that I didn't want to face what they were facing. I didn't want to get fat, you know, to say it plainly. My dad told me that I would one day have a belly just like him. And I heard many times from many people, pretty much still hear it, that gaining weight just comes with old age. You know, it's just inevitable. You're going to gain weight. You're going to end up taking medications. You're going to have joint pain. It's just going to happen as you get older. And quite a few members of my family, as well as being overweight, struggle with diabetes. And so I thought of that as being my future, and I thought of it as being pretty scary. When I left high school and moved into a dorm halfway across the country, I only weighed 135 pounds. Like I said, I was skinny. I was 5'6" and very, very thin. But within no time, I grew 2 more inches and gained about 10 pounds. I was still very thin, so I thought maybe I won't be like the rest of my family. But by the next year, I started to really gain weight. First, it was muscle because I started hitting the gym regularly. I had never done that before, but then I came down with mono. I got very sick, and it hit me like a truck. After a few weeks of having it, I was pretty sure I was not going to survive it. I actually remember my roommates leaving the house that we were sharing because they didn't want to get sick. You know, my throat, it completely closed off. I could not consume any food, and eventually I couldn't even drink water. And if it wasn't for my girlfriend at the time, who's my wife now, taking me to the hospital, I may not have actually survived it at all. I spent 2 weeks in the hospital. That's how bad it was. My fever was constantly going up. I think it was every 10 minutes, it was a degree. You know, and every time I fell asleep, I would choke. So I wasn't eating, I wasn't sleeping, I wasn't drinking water, and I was miserable. It was the worst experience I'd ever been through. So I had been in the hospital for 2 weeks. But when I finally got out of the hospital, all of that muscle that I had gained that year, all that muscle was changed to fat. And I began to gain weight. For the first time ever, I was gaining weight. And before I knew it, I was 187 pounds and climbing. It was crazy. It just happened, and I didn't even know, I didn't realize it until I looked at myself and I was like, oh my gosh. You know, I realized that I was starting to become just like the rest of my family. I began to believe that it was genetically impossible for me to be any different. At work, I could not stay focused. I was lethargic constantly, and I was always looking for candy. You know, if people had candy in the office, and I was always trying to have more caffeine to keep me awake. I think I had ended up, I was tracking my caffeine, and I was intaking at least 1,200 milligrams of caffeine a day. That's a pretty scary amount. You know, I would get dizzy all the time and angry every time I didn't have food or sugar, and I had headaches every day, and joint pain was constant. And not only that, but I was easily depressed. And I felt helpless all the time about my weight and just how I could not keep anything under control. I thought, you know, what I was eating was good. I was constantly searching for better ways to eat, and yet nothing was changing. No matter how hard I worked out and how many calories I cut, No matter what diet I was on, I could not change the way I felt and the way I looked. I started to go to doctors to see if maybe I was hypoglycemic, meaning that my blood sugar would drop too easily, and when it went too long, or when I went too long without food, or if there was something else going on in my body, you know, I just thought maybe I was hypoglycemic. But regardless of the blood work and other tests they did, they weren't finding anything wrong. But I knew something had to have been wrong. You know, something wasn't right. You know, by this time, I had already started listening to health podcasts and heard about the paleo diet, which focuses on high protein, low carb foods in their most natural form. But even being in that diet and losing a few pounds, I still felt terrible. Then I stumbled upon two things simultaneously. I heard about the keto diet, which is paleo, but it focused more on moderate protein, very low carb, and high naturally fatty foods. And then the second thing I stumbled upon was the Primal Blueprint Health Coaching Program. You know, I got really interested in the program because I thought maybe if I can learn how to coach others, then through the program, I can also learn how to fix myself as well. You know, and I was right because it didn't take long to start seeing big changes in my body. I felt so much better. My headaches almost vanished completely. I started to lose weight and gain tons of energy. You know, I was having those energy issues because I was constantly drinking caffeine, and I felt like I was falling asleep all the time at work, and it was ridiculous. And my emotions started to balance out. But I also realized that what I thought was just a genetic curse that I was going to deal with for the rest of my life was in fact completely within my control to change. You know, within our genes, there are only a few things we really can't change. We can't change our eye color. You know, if my eyes are blue, they're going to be blue. I can't, you know, sure, I could put contacts in, but that's not actually changing my eye color. We can't change our natural hair color. You know, what our hair grows out naturally is going to be what it is. You know, we can't change how tall we will be, and we can't change our skin color. That's just part of who we are. You know, sure, there are certain things that, genetically speaking, we will be more likely to see passed on from our family. We're going to be susceptible to certain things, you know, how our body reacts to our environment, how our body reacts to the foods we eat. But for the most part, we can choose to change what is within our power to change. And realizing that made a big difference for me. So now I am on my journey to becoming a certified primal health coach through the Primal Blueprint. And my goal is to help others realize the same truth I did, that we actually have control over our genes. We have control over our own health. And I want to see people realize that they can take control of their lives and to live a healthier and happier life. And I'm hoping that through my coaching career and through this podcast, that I can in fact have an impact. Each week, I will talk about what I've been learning, and hopefully in the future start including interviews with other influential people in the health world that have inspired me along my journey. I am so excited to see what this podcast is going to become and what my career is going to look like, but not just about the career, but about seeing change in people's lives, you know, in my family's life, in my coworkers' lives, in the people I interact with on a daily basis, but all of you that are listening. You know, if it wasn't for you guys being here listening and inspiring me and having your feedback, it would just be pointless. You know, if I was living in a vacuum. So I'm really excited to see what kind of an impact this podcast has in your guys' life. And if there's anything you guys think that, you know, could be added to the podcast, feel free to send a message or leave a review or a comment on the podcast. And, you know, I'll try to get through every single one of them as I can. And, you know, if you guys have questions, maybe I'll even start including some Q&A portions on this podcast. you know, next week I will be covering what I've learned about sleep and the impact that's had in my health life and just my work and everything. You know, sleep is such an important part of weight loss and it's just everything. It's when your body finally has a chance to recover and process everything you've been through. Without sleep, we couldn't survive. So I'll be covering all of what I've learned so far. And I look forward to having you guys back again next week. Thank you for listening to the Primal Way podcast. Please click the subscribe button if you enjoyed the podcast and share the podcast with your friends and loved ones. Remember, you have control over your own life and you can begin living the Primal Way today. See you next week.